Okay, tell me about when you were growing up, the kids that you played with regularly.
Mean kids.
Yeah, man.
No, not all of them. I used to get beat up some, and I've used to beat up some. We had a real big thing about deciding which trees or bushes were in whose yard, and then making a big deal out of property lines, and this is my tree and my daddy owns this tree and so forth. I even remember slapping a little girl for getting in a dispute over trees.
Uh-huh.
Felt bad about it later. No, I tell you what she did. She spit in our yard and I hit her.
That was a no-no.
Yeah, that
That's
was...
That's a crazy yard.
Yeah. And,
What did you call yourselves? Anything? All of you together? That was your...
No, I tell you, we never had what you call gangs or really never any clubs that I can remember offhand. When I was a kid, the land around there was, we were surrounded by woods on about 3-4 sides. And we always play in the woods, make forts, play army, hide and go seek, play a lot of tag. Of course, used to play baseball or softball from early in the morning till it got dark. There was a baseball diamond right below my house. And if there were two people, we'd play with two people. If there were 25, we'd play with 25. It didn't matter. And did that all summer. We'd go to the, take a lunch break and go down to the drugstore and have a nickel Coke. Cokes were a nickel then. And he gets you a little Coke for a nickel. And have a sandwich and then go play another 4 or 5 hours. And then go eat supper. And then go out again and play other games. If it in the summer.
What about this business about any rough word exchanges where you try to out insult the other guy?
Well, I really can't remember anything.
Generally cuss each other out and let it go at that.
Really not even cuss each other out. It was kind of a, when I was a little kid, our neighborhood was kind of, it was kind of quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the kids didn't know many cuss words. And, you know, there were always heated exchanges and, short battles, and but they hardly ever resulted in any kind of insulting games or anything like blacks play on the streets or whatever.
Okay. Well, was there anything that, say, a new kid had to go through if he moved into a neighborhood before he could, play with the rest of the kids regularly?
Yeah, if it was a boy. If he wasn't good in sports, then he really had to do quite a bit to prove himself not to be a sissy. And if he was just a regular all around kind of a good guy, but wasn't very athletic, he was accepted, but more or less remained on the periphery, I suppose. If you were athletic, then you were pretty much in.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the thing about if you made good grades, you didn't brag about it too much, unless you were a girl. Girls would.